Sharkey Zartman is a USVBA five-time All-American volleyball athlete. As she mentioned, champion competitor at UCLA, where she was so good that they retired her jersey. A member of the U.S. Women's National Volleyball Team, and she competed in the Women's Professional Volleyball Association for 5 years and is currently a member of the California Beach Volleyball Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about someone who knows the game. But it goes beyond that. She also holds degrees in kinesiology, which has to do with the movement of the body, and instructional technology. It is truly, Professor Zartman, a thrill to have you speaking with us. And I want to ask you, you mentioned that one of the reasons that one of the people said, an adult no less, said to you that there was no future in volleyball for you is because you weren't tall enough. What were some [S2] Right. [S1] Of the specific things that you had to do to make up for, to compensate for what you did not have when it come to height?
Right, right. Well, first of all, I realized that if I wanted to, you know, play the sport, I needed to compensate for my height by being able to jump higher. And what I used to do every day, almost every day, was I would run hills up and down, and I would run soft sand, and I would go down to the beach and run soft sand, and I ran from court to court and challenged whoever was on the court to see if they would let me play. And then so I would run hills down to the beach, run soft sand, try to play volleyball, and so, you know, obviously that's a lot. You know, we didn't have weight training programs back then.
Okay.
So I just played, and I ran hills and soft sand and, you know, jumped every day. I got my jump up to, I think, about 34 inches.
Wow.
Which was pretty good at that time. But still, there were players that were taller than me. But what I had over them was, you know, when I got out on the court, I was so focused, and I just wanted to win, I think, you know, more than probably half the people I was out there with. You know, I was just so happy to be out on the court and being able to play at whatever level I was, that it was, you know, it was intense for me. You know, I enjoyed it. I was passionate about it. I wanted to be out there. And that's one thing that I'm not seeing in some of our athletes these days. You know, I'm seeing
the passion.
Them, a lot of them just kind of going through the motions. Some of them don't want to be out there. And I'll tell you why some of them don't want to be out there. Because they basically, they've either burnt out or they didn't want to play in the first place, and their parents are forcing them to play, you know. How is that kid supposed to get good?
Exactly. And when the parents are trying to make or forcing the kids to play, is it primarily because they're hoping that child will be able to get scholarships? They want the child to go pro? Are they trying to live
right
through their children and get and experience some victories, some successes that they themselves had not experienced as children?
Right, right. And I think that's putting too much pressure on the kids. And only about 1 in 3,000 kids that are playing sports are ever going to get a D1 scholarship. I mean, it's, you know, it's really, really hard to do that, you know, and
yes.
Yet, you know, we see parents, you know, of these young kids that are visualizing their kid playing at Harvard and, UCLA and, you know, I mean, you know, and it's great if the kid gets one, you know, and there are other opportunities besides D1. There's D2, D3, NAIA. So there are other opportunities. But for a parent to have a kid out there and put all that pressure on them, you know, because they want that kid to get a college scholarship, instead what I would do is put that money aside that they're paying on all these clubs that aren't doing anything for them. And then by the end, when the kid graduates from high school, they would probably have enough money for the kid to be able to go anywhere. The college of their choice, you know. So
a lot of these parents are investing in the wrong areas.
Yeah, right.
Wow,
right.
That is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing us talk a lot about the parents, but here's the thing now. The book is entitled #HeySportsParents. It's about the children, But it's also, number one, about the parents. And number two, and this is more important, it is to the parents. The book is to the parents. And so I really appreciate you for helping the parents begin to grasp, Professor Zartman, what really is most important. What do you find to be some of the things that we got to talk some more about what the parents do wrong, but what also have you been finding that the parents do well, that they do right?
You know, I see a lot of parents that, you know, are supportive of their kids, and, you know, they basically don't criticize the kid. They leave that to the coach. And one of the things that I see parents doing right is that they actually tell their kid if they have a problem with the coach to go to the coach. They have the kid go to the coach instead of the parent go to the coach. Now, that is teaching a kid how to communicate. And this is really important, especially if the parents want a child to get a college scholarship, because college recruiters are not going to be talking to the parents. They're going to be talking to the kid. And so so teaching that child how to communicate with the coach, basically, you know, after the games, you know, not criticizing the kid on everything they did wrong, that is the coach's responsibility. Instead, supporting the kid, letting the kid talk, you know, about, you know, maybe what went wrong or something. And, you know, just being a support system for the kid, not trying to control everything. Mm. I think that is really how parents can enjoy it more, not being emotionally tied to the outcome, and just, you know, kind of going in along for a ride with the kid. Now, obviously, if there are some problems, some severe problems with the coach, you know, in terms of being abusive or something like that, sure, the parent has to act and get the kid out of there and to another situation. Mm. But for the most part, you know, playing sports is up and down. You know, the kids don't win all the time. They lose a lot of the time. And that's when they learn. Somebody said once, well, did you win or did you learn? And
wow.
Because that's when the kids learn, is when they lose. And that's usually when they develop a lot of these, you know, characteristics that are going to help them later on in life. And so, yeah, I think the parents that I admire the most are the ones that are usually the quietest.
Interesting. Okay.
They get their kids to the events, you know. They, you know, they'll support the team any way they can. They don't criticize the coach. They're basically a team player, and they're not trying to control the coach or the situation or even the child.
That is so interesting. So they get it.
Yeah, they get it.
So, you know, you were talking about what they do right, and before that we were talking about some of the things that the parents do wrong. And Professor Zartman, I want to share something with you that I watched one day, and it broke my heart. I was watching a man and a girl inside of a ball field, fenced in everything, the diamond, you know, and all of that. And he was hitting the balls, and of course, her responsibility with her glove was to field those balls. But it seemed like almost every time he hit the ball, from his perspective, she did something wrong. And he
right.
was just yelling at her, and I was watching her face. I was looking at her body language, and it was so obvious. She was making herself stay focused. She was making herself stay in the practice, but she was not enjoying it. And I thought about going over there and asking him if I could speak with him for just a minute, but circumstances, it just wasn't going to work out. But that really broke my heart when I saw the way he was treating her.
I know. That's terrible. And that's the kind of a thing where, you know, that's not the parent's responsibility. I mean, there are some parents that coach their child, okay? And I've done that. I did that for 12 years. We coached our daughters on our club team. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do because, remember, you're still their parent. And so it's a touchy situation, and a lot of times people, when they get into it, well, I'm just helping my kid be better. No, you're not. You know, why are you doing this? You know,
yes.
I mean, you know, the kid obviously isn't enjoying it, and it's a game. These are kids. this is not their job, you know?
Good point.
You know, studies at school are more important than sports. I'm sorry, but they are. No wonder they call, you know, the athletes in the colleges, they call them student athletes because
yes.
they're students first. Most of the time when even an athlete graduates from college, that's it. They're going to go get a real job unless they go mm-hmm. into the pros, right?
That is right.
Yeah.
Wow, what an excellent point. Well, everybody, our guest again and yours and mine is Professor Sharkey Zartman. And I tell you what, the lady truly is impressive. She is a holistic health coach who has also written a number of books. She's also a dynamic speaker. You may want to write that down. She is also a dynamic speaker, not just a dynamic radio talk show guest. She's also a dynamic speaker. She and I will be right back in just a few.